is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to submit stuff to it. So all the items that you see in the main area of the front page of freetalklive.com, all created by listeners like you. So if it weren't for listeners like you, we'd have nothing on our front page of our website. So thanks to everybody who's gone over there to participate. It's now even easier with the brand new Free Talk Live bookmarklet, which allows you to easily submit stuff from all across the internet to our website. You can get details over at freetalklive.com about that, but the process is pretty simple. You just submit something that you think is pretty neat. Other listeners vote it up or down. The most voted up make it to the front page of the site, meaning more people will see it, and we might talk about it on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, last hour we had Joe on in South Carolina,
yeah,
who called in with what I thought was a good question, a couple good questions about property rights and ownership of land and can it be abandoned and under what circumstances and, you know, what is really property anyway? And I of course, suggested that the answer, what is property? Well, to me, it's just an idea. And it's a useful idea and one that has proven itself useful over time. I think abolishing the idea of property is ludicrous and insane and against human dignity and against human nature. But I also understand where Joe is coming from with his suggestion that perhaps if there is a large plot of land that appears to be unused and hasn't been for a long time, I think that there's something to be said for the marketplace coming up with some sort of level of agreement on abandonment. And I don't know what that would entail, but I think that it makes sense.
You know, I understand where you're coming from on this. And, you know, I think there are arguments to be made from the standpoint that if you believe that property is somehow this landed property, real estate, is somehow this legitimate, unending, you know, because I have a deed and that deed was given to me from somebody else who was given it by somebody else and who's given it by somebody mm-hmm. else, that somehow that makes it legitimate, I think is wrong. I think that, you know, land, that the idea of property is founded upon you owning yourself, you owning your labor, and you mixing that labor with other things in order to be able to make stuff that other people want or that you own. You own it and other people may or may not want it. So I get that my land at one point was owned by some Abernathy Indians in some way or another, and the people that got it from them didn't really buy it from them legitimately. Mm-hmm. They killed a lot of them in order to get what they wanted, and that's not fair, and it's not legitimate. But I think you have to take that application, you have to apply that to lots of different things in the world that have been around for a long time. The gold that people wear as jewelry and trade as coins and things like that, a lot of that stuff has been around for a very long time. I mean, you read the Bible, and that document is at least portions of it, 3,000 years old. Mm-hmm. Some of that gold's been around that long. So that gold's been stolen. It's been traded hand to hand. It doesn't have any distinguishable, you know, line of ownership. You can't read any documents. But would you claim that gold didn't belong to me?
No.
So, but if I left that gold unattended, you'd say that somebody's liable to pick it up and take it, right?
Well, as you were saying, it is your responsibility to protect the things that
right.
you own.
And
it's not to say it's they're justified in taking it. I'm not to.
That's kind of my point
that.
On this is that, as you know, if you leave something completely unattended, at some point or another, somebody is going to come and pick it up and do something with it.
Because they may not have any idea that it's anybody's. Oh, look at this. Someone left a pile of gold here.
Right.
Oh.
I don't think that works as well with land because everybody sort of understands that all land is owned. And here's my point is.
Except government land.
Right. And well, for one, I think that there's no, when you're talking about unused government land, I got no problem with people homesteading on that. They paid their taxes. They should be able to homestead on government land as far as I'm concerned. When you're talking about Alaska, the vast majority of it owned by the government, as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to go up there and homestead on that land and it should be yours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to win. I don't think that a court's going to side with you. However, I think that that's right and legitimate.
But when we come to the day when we're ready to move past the idea of coercive governments, and when I say we, I mean more than just some of the people that call this show and are on the show, but when humankind or a significant amount of people are ready to move past that idea, then I think the homesteading of government land is an appropriate transfer solution, as opposed to having some government bureaucrat decide whom to sell it or to whom to sell it. I think that just opening it up and saying, all right, come and get it.
I think that the ideas of how to transition from a coercive government to a more free market system are going to be the most important things that we can come up with. And I think that the idea of homesteadings, bidding, that money that's done in the auction, that's made in the auction there, should be given to, say, veterans of wars, people for government workers for their pensions, Social Security, all those kind of people should be able to get their piece that they paid in for, if that's possible. However, when you're talking about a bankrupt entity, you're still just talking about creditors hoping to get pennies on the dollar. But when you look at, say, Antarctica, nobody's going to really dispute with you if you go find the warmest spot you can find on Antarctica and build yourself a little homestead. I mean, maybe some scientists somewhere that, they might try to get their government. I believe Argentina claims a small portion of Antarctica. But
that gets you back to the discussion of how to homestead a piece of property. You were talking about mixing labor with something in order to call it legitimately your own. How much labor and in what fashion? Is going to Antarctica or the moon and plopping down a little flag, the Edgington flag, "I, Mark Edgington, have declared this Edgingtonia, and I own all that the eye can see"? Well, I'll get to putting up the fence later.
I think it gets difficult, and it's just sort of what's accepted when you're talking about homesteading. And this is going to be an issue when you get to other planets. Fortunately, we don't have to deal with this one today. So I think it's a broad question. So if I go out there and I begin homesteading, well, I'm starting a tree farm. And there's trees all over. You know, I don't have to do anything to create this tree farm. I just have a big tree farm. Mm-hmm. And I've drawn on a map where my tree farm is. And it's big. You know? So, I'm mining the moon's surface for moon rocks and stuff. People will pay a fortune for that. They love it. Yeah, these are difficult questions to answer. But I think that, once somebody does claim it, that person is going to split it up. And over time, you can see the feudal system in Europe still breaking down currently. And you can see how people who own large swaths of land, their families become, because they don't know any longer how to provide some good or service to society or steal it like the lords and kings did in the past, they have to sell off what is theirs in order to continue their lifestyle. And at some point they're selling off castles and they're selling off huge swaths of land. Mm-hmm. And then they return to this sort of equilibrium. That's the really great thing about the marketplace, is it has an extraordinarily fair way of returning to equilibrium. It takes a while. And sometimes people want to use the force of government in order to make things move faster.
Right. So you agree with me that the idea that you just plop a flag into a plot of land that has supposedly been undiscovered, at least by your knowledge, you don't know who'd been there before. There's no way to go and look up a record for this plot of land that you know of, this Antarctica, if you will. Shoving a flag on that piece of land and then calling it yours would seem pretty ludicrous, right?
I think it makes for a tough scenario. Like, what if what my claim is for the land is I want to leave this stuff undisturbed? That's hugely important to a lot of people, and it's a legitimate loose use of land.
Yeah. So that's what the Nature Conservancy does,
right? And Ducks Unlimited, they basically leave it undisturbed so that the hunters can come in. There may be a small amount of improvement, but largely undisturbed so the hunters can go out and blow the heads off of little forest creatures or whatever it is that they do. And so that's legitimate. And so what if I want to go take a huge swath of Antarctica and save it for the penguins? How big? Can I just go claim the whole thing? Well, somebody then you need a dispute resolution organization in order to come up with it. Because somebody else is going to do the same thing.
Right, and that's where having these arbitration organizations, that again, the idea with arbitration would be it would replace the one-size-fits-all government courts, would then be able to take every situation into account. And they'd be able to look at it based on, what has happened in the past and what the current kind of rulings have been and what generally has been agreed upon in the marketplace, and kind of make a decision based on that as to whether or not these claims are legitimate. And I think that's really the best answer, even though it's not a real specific one. 800-259-9231. Let the market decide. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website where we've got a bulletin board system, archives, the wiki, and more. We give it all away. So enjoy it for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is it's risk-free since they offer a 1-year money-back guarantee. We started this program quite some time ago with my son, and he thinks it's great. He often asks for it. Monkey see, and he wants to see the videos. And it's worked for him. He can read his shapes and his colors, and you can go see a video, in fact, of him, of my son reading at babyreadingkit.com. Check it out there at babyreadingkit.com.
All right, so I'll change gears here and talk about customs. Talk about the intrusive questions that they like to ask people. Mark, you're smiling.
I had the same show prep up.
Yeah. It's from a blog called knifetricks.blogspot.com. I found this on the front page of the website over at freetalklive.com, so thanks to whoever submitted that. And there's actually two blog posts of relevance here. One of them is about his blog. And this was actually back in April when he made this first post, and then he made an updated post about the first post just a few days ago. And it's about his experience being detained by the feds for not answering questions. So according to him, I was detained last night by federal authorities at San Francisco International Airport for refusing to answer questions about why I had traveled outside the United States.
Yeah, you're going to get detained if you use this guy's advice here. You can expect yourself a nice long wait at customs.
The end result is that after waiting for about a half an hour and refusing to answer further questions, half an hour, it could be worse.
I've flown through customs most times. You give them answers to your questions and you go on. There are certainly a few notable exceptions when people have a lot of trouble.
Since I was released because U.S. citizens who've produced proof of citizenship and a written customs declaration are not obligated to answer questions. Why were you in China? Asked the passport control officer, a woman with the appearance and disposition of a prison matron. None of your business, I said. Her eyes widened in disbelief.
Yeah.
Excuse me? She asked. I said, I'm not going to be interrogated as a precondition of re-entering my own country. And this didn't go over well.
No, I imagine it didn't.
She asked a series of questions such as how long I'd been in China, whether I was there on personal business or commercial business, etc. I stood silently. She said that her questions were mandated by Congress and that I should complain to Congress instead of refusing to cooperate with her. Oh, but yeah, how is it that Congress created an obligation upon him to answer her questions? Well, she asked me to take one of my small bags off her counter, and I complied. She picked up the phone and told someone I was refusing to cooperate at all. This was incorrect. I'd presented her with a proof of citizenship, a U.S. passport.
But the fact is, if you have the smallest amount of non-cooperation, you're not cooperating at all as far as they're concerned.
And that's why she was so shocked. That's why her eyes widened in disbelief, and she was just incredibly surprised by this, is because it's not typical that one of the little serfs, one of the subjects, will actually stand up for their rights, will actually remain silent when they should, when they could, because it's usually easier to go along to get along, and most people aren't willing to take any kind of risks. So she reports to her superiors as such. And then he says, that's incorrect. I'd given her my passport and had moved the bag even when she asked. What I was refusing to do was answer her questions. A male Customs and Border Protection officer appeared to escort me to secondary. He tried the good cop routine, cajoling me to just answer a few questions so I could be on my way. I repeated that I refused to be interrogated as a precondition of re-entering my own country. Am I free to go? I asked. Good question to remember that.
Yeah. Am I being detained? That's a legal state.
No, he said. The officer asked for state-issued ID. I gave him my California identification card. I probably didn't have to, but giving him the ID was in line with my principle that I will comply with an officer's reasonable physical requests. Stand here, go there, hand over this. But I will not answer questions about my business abroad. The officer led me into a waiting room with about 30 chairs. Six other people were waiting. I'd like to just interrupt, though, for a moment. Remember that video, Mark, we played the audio track from it, of the guy who pulls into the checkpoint down south? He goes into a Border Patrol checkpoint. Now, this isn't at the border. It's one of the internal checkpoints that they have set up. And they keep trying to get him to pull into secondary, and he won't do it. You remember that one?
I'm trying to remember. No.
It's an encounter that lasts about 2 minutes. I think it's one of the fresher videos over at Checkpoint USA. So
okay.
If you want to go to checkpointusa.org.
He just keeps asking, am I being detained?
Yeah, basically, I mean, there's a little bit more to it. But, yeah, essentially, he just refuses to obey that. And, you know, no, I don't want to go over there. Am I free to go? And he didn't go, and they let him go. And so he did not go into secondary.
That doesn't mean you don't have to. It's just what happened to one guy, right?
He didn't have to, right? I mean, because they could have forced him to go there, couldn't they?
It really
they
just depends on all
the
these
car.
People's mood and what they
That's
think
true.
Is their legal backing.
Maybe you're right about that.
You know, if
they
whatever,
didn't beat him, and they could have beaten him, as they've done in the past.
Right. There's the evidence of the pastor there in Arizona who was at one of these roving checkpoints that, you know, he just said, no, I'm not going to let you look in my trunk. No, I'm not getting out of my vehicle. And they broke the window and tased this guy on the ground, beat him down.
The officer led me into a waiting room. All I'm suggesting is maybe you don't have to go
maybe
to
you don't.
These places. Of course, then again, like you say, if you don't, there could be risks involved. And there are always risks when you stand up for yourself in the face of these unaccountable government bureaucrats who can pretty much get away with whatever they want. So I was led into a waiting room with about 30 chairs. Six other people were waiting, says the blogger. The officer then changed tack to bad cop. Let this guy sit until he cools down, the officer loudly said to a colleague. Could be 2, 3, 4 hours. He's going to sit there till he cools down. I asked to speak to his superior and was told to wait. I read a book about Chinese celebrities for about 15 minutes. An older, rougher officer came out and called my name. We've had problems with you refusing to answer questions before, he said. You think there's some law that says you don't have to answer our questions? I asked, are you denying me re-entrance to my own country? Yes, he said and walked away. I read for about 5 more minutes. Now, this could really intimidate somebody. I mean, this could really, if you didn't know
one
who you were dealing with.
One of the problems with this is you're going to have a very difficult time using a video camera in this instance.
Yeah.
Because getting this
audio recording device could be possible. Though.
Getting this bureaucrat on audio saying that, yes, I'm refusing you entrance into your own country.
Right.
When there's
Good
a
luck.
Supreme Court ruling that says that they can't do such a thing. I don't know how that's going to go for you.
An officer walked out with my passport and ID and handed them to me. Am I free to go? I asked. Yes, he said. But we weren't done. I picked up my checked bag and was told to speak to a customs officer. My written declaration form had been marked with a large cross-hatched symbol that probably meant secondary inspection of bags. The officer asked if the bags were mine, and I handed him my baggage receipt. He asked if I'd packed the bags myself. I said I declined to answer the question. He asked again, and I made the same reply. Same question, same response. Again, again. I need you to give me an oral customs declaration, he said. I gave you a written declaration, I said. More coming up here on what happened with this guy. He's a hero. He's great. More coming up. 800-259-9231. You are welcome to tell your customs or TSA experience if you'd like to tie into this discussion or bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Lite, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. So head on over and enjoy stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. See what I mean? Shrine.freetalklive.com. In fact, we just added 3 new Shriners today. The ladies from She Talk Live took a photo last night. Stephanie was talking about how she'd been listening to the show for 6 years, and she'd never gotten around to sending a Shrine picture in. So what better opportunity than when she's here in the studio? So Carla and Stephanie and Meg are now part of the Shrine as She Talk Live. They're under the amplifier section over at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. I think it's a pretty good picture. It was a cell phone picture, but they're smiling real nice. So head over there and take a look. And lady listeners, you can become part of the Shrine. There are instructions there at shrine.freetalklive.com to assist you in doing that. Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a big sponsor of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time. It's because the principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge supporter of Liberty. He's been listening to Free Talk Live for years now, and he has a collections company. Well, I guess they do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. They have a phone banking system that would allow you to do pretty much any kind of mass telephone calls to people that aren't on the do-not-call list out there, whether they're political campaigns or whatever reasons you might come up with. It's SACL CAI, and you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. A blog post from knifetricks.blogspot.com. It was linked to over at, I think it was at freetalklive.com where I found this. And it's by a guy who is willing to stand up for his right to remain silent. And he is coming back from a trip to China. and is being interrogated by the government bureaucrats that are running the Customs Division at San Francisco International Airport. He's refusing to answer their questions. He just wants to come back home, and he doesn't feel like he has to be interrogated in order to come back to his home country.
Yeah, and I don't know that this is going to solve anything. I think that many people agree that that the countries have to run their borders in order to keep bad guys in and all that kind of thing. But I think that you do now, and that the people that stand up and say, on what legal basis do you do this? Our heroes. I think it's important for Americans to question their government and hold them accountable.
Well, you said you don't know if this is going to solve anything. Maybe not an individual occurrence. Him just doing this on his own without anybody else joining in is certainly not going to change anything. But for him personally, it could be an empowering thing to refuse to refuse to obey, to refuse to answer their questions, to stand silently. In this case, he was doing some of the things that they asked, like he gave them a passport to show that he was supposedly a citizen. So he wasn't completely non-cooperating. He just wasn't answering their questions. So I think that there's a personal benefit that comes from taking that sort of stand, that position. And if more people were to do as he does, then something could change. I mean, the government bureaucrats would realize, we can't push these people any further than we've pushed them. But, of course, it's very unlikely that very many people are going to come on board and join this guy's protest.
Right. I think that there's, I'm for civil disobedience when civil disobedience is used in a wise fashion. And I think that this guy just asking questions just to find out what some of the answers are, I don't think that's terrible. I think that, he certainly created a lot of animosity in his blog. There's 300 posts and a good half of them are calling him a douchebag, I believe is the terminology that
he used. Anytime you don't go along with whatever arbitrary demands the police have, the people that worship the police state will call you out as somebody who's evil and a terrorist or douchebag or whatever.
Yeah, they'll say whatever.
So we're actually almost to the end of his story, but then we're going to get his reflections from about 6 months later. And he's talking about how they're trying to get him to give him something. They're trying to get him to reveal something with words. They asked him for, an oral customs declaration, and he had provided them with a written declaration. I guess this is something that happens when you come back from overseas. I've never traveled by air overseas. So
it's been a long time for me.
So they had given him this secondary inspection. The government bureaucrat asked if I had packed the bags myself. I said I declined to answer the question. He asked again. I gave the same reply. Same question, same response again and again. He said, I need you to give me an oral customs declaration. I said, I gave you a written declaration.
You'd think that was better. I mean, yeah. It's kind of silly to get both the written and the oral.
He said, I need to know if you want to amend that written declaration. I need to know if there's anything undeclared in these bags. I stood silently. Visibly frustrated, he turned to a superior who had been watching and said that I refused to answer his questions. The senior officer said, just inspect his bags. He has a right to remain silent. Finally, says the blogger, it took half an hour and five federal officers before one of them acknowledged that I had a right to not answer their questions. The junior officer inspected my bags in some detail, found nothing of interest, and told me to leave. So he's got a couple of takeaways from this. Number one, cops really don't like it when you refuse to answer their questions.
Agreed.
The passport officer was aghast when I told her that my visit to China was none of her business.
She absolutely was.
This must not happen often because several of the officers involved seemed thrown by my refusal to meekly bend to their whim. Number two, they're keeping records.
I'll tell
records.
You that nobody, there is no officer that gets, that their will is more law than a customs officer. Because people are outside their element. They're coming, they're returning from a long trip. Mm-hmm. It's all they want to do more than anything in the world is get home. And,
who wants to sit in the office for a half
nobody,
an hour?
They're not dealing with belligerent drunks. They're not dealing with a criminal element. They're dealing with your average citizen who will do anything to get out of the evil eye of the state. And so I think it's absolutely true. Customs agents are the they're just used to people doing whatever it is they say.
Number two, they're keeping records. A federal computer searchable file exists on my refusal to answer questions because they had referenced that. They knew that he'd done this
before. They knew it. Yeah.
Number three, this is about power, not security. The CPB goons want U.S. citizens to answer their questions as a ritualistic bow to their power. Well, CPB has no power over me. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and as such, I am the master, and the federal cops are my servants. They should do well to remember that. Well, yeah, it's a nice fantasy. You're not really their master. It's just kind of a nice idea, the idea that you're somehow in charge of them and they're your servants. I mean, that's how they masquerade in some cases, but there's no real evidence that that's the case. He's right in what he's done. I'm not critiquing him in what he's done, but the idea that these people are somehow subservient to you is... it's pretty absurd.
Well, it's what we're told, right? It's like it's the idea behind it, but the fact is that there's really not much evidence for the idea.
Right. Who cuts their paychecks? It's not you. You're not really in charge. They're just letting you go because they don't have anything else to back them up. They're just blustering at you, essentially. They're puffing themselves up and acting as though, you know, they've got all this authority, and they're just... people are just essentially granting it to them by going along with the program.
Sure. I mean, the guy who's taking your school money on the way to school, or your lunch money on the way to school, I mean, does he have the authority to do so? No, he doesn't. But if everybody keeps giving their lunch money to him, at some point or another, he's going to feel like he does.
Number four, U.S. citizens have no obligation to answer questions. Ultimately, the cops let me go because there was nothing they could do. A returning U.S. citizen has an obligation to provide proof of citizenship, and the officer has legitimate reasons to claim... to investigate if she suspects the veracity of the citizenship claim. A U.S. citizen returning with goods also has an obligation to complete a written customs declaration. But that's it. You don't have to answer any questions about where you went, why you went, who you saw, etc. Of course, if you don't, you'll get hassled. But that's a small price to pay to remind these thugs that their powers are limited and restricted. And I think it's important to remind you, the listener, that there are no citizens, because it's just another idea that they use to control you. The idea of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And since these men and women, calling themselves government, have no obligation to protect you, the Supreme Court has ruled it over and over again. Go and search for no obligation to protect, and you'll find court case after court case. Since they have no obligation to protect you, you couldn't possibly have an obligation to obey them, right? You couldn't have a duty to do what they say. Whenever they say jump, you're supposed to jump? No, they don't have any obligation to you, so there's no citizen. More coming up here. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. Got a lot of stuff, and if you like the fact that we give you the website free, the archives, the live streams, the webcam, all that, if you like that, well, then you can voluntarily support the show by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And some of the money also goes to benefit the LRN.FM family of shows and helping get them on more, listen into more listeners' ears as well. So go and become a Free Talk Live LRN.FM amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and podcast and more. Go get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. So, going to continue here, Knife Tricks blog, knifetricks.blogspot.com. It's at least one of his blogs is about his refusal to answer questions when he was coming back in from a trip to China, refusal to answer the bureaucrats that was working for Customs and Border Protection or whatever, CBP, I think is what it was. Yeah, Customs and Border Protection officers were trying to ask him questions, and he stood on his assertion that you don't have the right, I don't have to answer your questions. You've got my passport. That shows that I'm a so-called citizen.
You've got the declaration.
You've got the declaration of the bags that I'm bringing back.
Written.
That's it. And so they tried to intimidate him. They put him in another room. They held him there for a while. They said intimidating things to him about, oh, you're going to have to sit here for 4 hours, buddy. You know, and it ended up being about a half an hour of his time. And you might say to yourself, well, why would you want to waste all that time? Well, it's because of principle. It's because this guy has...
I don't consider a half an hour to be that much time, but I can tell you that there's no guarantee it's just a half an hour.
That's true. It could be a day. They might lock you in a cell. You never know what's going to happen. And, of course, if they do stuff like that to you, even if you may be correct in your assertion that they can't do these things, good luck then. You've got to find a lawyer who's willing to take the case and so on and so forth. So it's not an easy road to being an activist.
Well, but, you know, and most people return to the country through some major ports of call, San Francisco, LAX, New York, Miami, places like that. And if you don't happen to be using that particular airport, then you likely have a connecting flight. So
you miss your flight.
They know this information.
Yeah.
You know, when it's right in their computer. What do you think they're going to do to teach you a little lesson?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm flying back to Manchester Airport in New Hampshire, but I've come in through JFK in New York, they could really ruin my day.
Yep. You make a good point about that. I mean, they certainly do have control. They do have power. And the idea that you somehow are in control of them is a little illusory. However, I think there's benefits to standing up for yourself. And this guy felt like he was going to do that and has done it before, and I say right on to him. Now, he posted his blog about his experience back in April of this year. He has, just a few days ago at knifetricks.blogspot.com, posted an update. He received over 700 comments on his original blog post in regards to his refusal to answer the questions, and he wanted to address some of those comments, and I thought it was important to share his reflections on what people have said and what he did. So he says, my post to... He's posting from Thailand, I guess. My post about refusing to answer questions from Customs and Border Protections officers when re-entering the U.S. has resulted in a lot of debate. My thanks to everyone who joined the conversation, including the authors of the more than 100 posts that called me a douchebag. Let me address the major points raised, although there are multiple issues, such as the fine distinction between CPB's immigration powers and its customs powers, that I need to truncate or elide to keep this response from becoming a law review article. He says, I'm blown away by the hubbub. In the last 3 days, this blog has received more than 75,000 hits. The original post currently has 175 comments, and so on and so forth. He talks about how popular it is. Number one, here are his observations and thoughts. A U.S. citizen cannot be denied re-entry to her own country. A federal judge in Puerto Rico, territory sensitive to the rights and privileges of its residents' U.S. citizenship, said it best. Quote, the only absolute and unqualified right of citizenship is to residence within the territorial boundaries of the United States. A citizen cannot be either deported or denied reentry. And this is one of the reasons why they have, at the borders, northern and southern borders of this country, they have this new policy that says you have to have a passport in order to get back into the country. So for a while they were advertising this, and now it has come into effect. As I recall, if I recall the news correctly, that it has come into effect. But it's essentially...
It's a lie.
It's right. It's a lie. I mean, they're just positioning, they're posturing themselves. I mean, we've had a caller who's called this show to say that he has no ID. Or maybe it was that he has no ID, or he just has a driver's license. Anyway, he doesn't have a passport. And so when he comes back in on foot, by the way, he'll cross the border on foot at a border checkpoint station. They'll stop him. They'll demand his passport. He won't have it. They'll delay him. They'll hold him for a while they lecture him about not having a passport.
Right, the lectures are getting longer.
Yeah, and then they let him go. So it's a bluff.
He doesn't do it, and as I've heard, he's not doing it in the sense that he's telling them that, hey, this is my right or anything like that. He's just acting like a guy who doesn't have a passport and isn't going to get one. It isn't getting one. So he looks to them like just somebody who's not following the rules quite well enough.
So while some commenters worried or advocated that a citizen who refused to answer the customs protections would be denied reentry to the United States, the U.S. government doesn't have the power to prevent a citizen's reentry. Number two, the right to silence is golden. This is principally about the right to silence. Now, the customs officers are law enforcement who can detain you, arrest you, and testify against you in criminal court. You place yourself in jeopardy every time you speak to them about anything. CPB officers are not your friends. CPB officers treat returning U.S. citizens as potential criminal defendants. You should likewise treat them as if they were corrupt cops on a power trip, targeting you to goose their arrest statistics. The best way to protect yourself against their depredations is to refuse to speak to them or to answer their questions. Good advice. Number three, any misstatement to a federal officer can result in your arrest. If a federal officer claims you lied to him, you can be arrested and charged with the crime of making false statements. So that could have been one of the things they were trying to do when asking him about what was in his bag. Well, we need you to tell us orally, they said. He said, well, I gave you a written declaration. Well, we need you to tell us orally. Is there anything in here that you haven't declared or whatever? Maybe trying to trick him into saying that there's nothing in there and then finding out that there was something in there or planning something in there and saying, baha! You told us that there was nothing in here. Arrest that man. That's a felony charge of lying to a federal officer.
Well, you, if that happened, if that was happening, it was only because he had refused to answer the questions previously. Likely, if you answer all their questions, you're going to be like the hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, who pass through every year unmolested, lightly molested by the Customs and Border Patrol agents.
Yeah, and you will be one of the sheep that is enabling their tyranny.
Right, and I'm interested in this post, but I don't think that this is the point, right? For every one of them that's out there hacking at the branches, there's one who's striking at the root, right? Mm-hmm. This guy, nowhere near the root. He's trimming the edges off of a leaf somewhere.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think there's something that's important about the personal empowerment that refusing to cooperate.
I think
can
the
get
best
somebody.
Part about it is it makes great radio.
Well, I think it's good because it's good information and it's a personal story about somebody who did stand up and refused to go along. Carla was on the show last night on She Talk Live on our Sunday edition. She was on the show talking about how at a local courtroom when the Liberty activists were coming to a local court trial, she looked around as the judge walked in and they utter all rise, and of course a lot of the folks from the Keene area refused to stand up for these robed tyrants, and so we don't stand. She looked around as she was kind of standing up, and she saw all these other activists who were remaining seated. She said that after that point, every other time it happened, because whenever they leave the room, they also do the all rise thing. So after that point, she did not stand up. So the fact that other people didn't go along with it encouraged her to also not go along with it. It allowed her to find the courage within herself to not obey. And, of course, the fact that we weren't attacked for it helped her find that courage. But nonetheless, if people don't stand up and show the way, if people don't stand up and take that risk, then how will anybody ever be encouraged to do anything against these people or in favor of their rights? So we continue with his thoughts. Number three, any misstatement to a federal officer can result in your arrest. If a federal officer, as he points out, you can be charged with making false statements. You don't have to make the statements under oath in order to be charged with this. It can just be you talking to a cop.
Right. You have sort of a this is just something they made up. I mean, it doesn't make really much sense. You have a right to tell lies in your everyday life. But somehow, now when you're talking to a government bureaucrat, you don't have the right to tell lies anymore. The government bureaucrat can tell whatever lies they want.
That's right.
In order to get whatever information they want to
They're
get out
trained
of you.
To lie to you.
Indeed.
Hey, your buddy just gave you up. You better tell us all now.
Officer, I was telling you a lie in order to see whether or not you were, in fact, telling a lie in the course of your duty so that I could bring you up on charges. I mean, the fact is we're supposed to be able to do that.
All right, there's more coming up here. We'll get into the idea of remaining silent in hour number three at 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.